13 through 18. When you have it, please say amen. I hear a few. I hear a few. Good. Amen. I hear you over here. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 through 18. And it reads, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Amen. The word of God for the people of God. So here we have Paul, who's the author of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, 1 and 2 Corinthians, and he is talking to the Corinthian Christians about, you know, what they need to do, right? And they are simply, he is simply begging and pleading with them throughout chapter 6 on understanding that there's a day of salvation that is coming, right? And that salvation will run out eventually if we don't get ourselves together. So I am teaching from this title, His Temple. Can you say His Temple? Now I want you to point to yourself and say His Temple. His Temple. You are His Temple. I am His Temple. This is His Temple. He dwells within His Temple. And so as Paul is talking to the people in Corinthia, he is talking about how we are to be blameless. And when he's speaking to the ministers of them, we have to be blameless, preachers. It starts with us. Now, if we are out and about and we're doing something that compromises the word of God, we compromise our witness. But Paul also speaks to them as a father, pleading with them with love, but giving them truth. And he's saying, please, please, please listen to me. And as we get into these next few scriptures, as he's talking to them as this father, he is firm with them, yet says it with love. He tells us the truth in love. He says, you are, in verse 13, he says, you are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. So some of us, we are God's temple. We're walking around and we are living this life, but we are attached to things that we have attached ourselves to. Nothing that anyone else has done to us, but what we've done to ourselves. And so here he's telling the Corinthian Christians that you are immersed in your own affections, lovers of yourself. Pastor talked about that this morning. If you want to go back and watch that, if you haven't already, lovers of yourself, lovers of your own desires. We love ourselves and our desires too much rather than to sacrifice for him. And so as we get into these next few scriptures, we will have an emphasis that carries out that we are his temple and that we must be separate from the world. And so in that very last scripture, he says, now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto you, my children, be ye also enlarged, which means love me as I love you. We should love God as he loves us. And that is an immersive kind of love that we can't even fathom. And so when we talk about the temple in the Old Testament was a place that you went to. It started with the tabernacle, and then it was a temple where you went to experience the glory of God. We just sang about the temple of God and how his glory is in the space, a physical building. But how many of us know that on the day of Pentecost, when Jesus died on the cross, the veil was torn and the Spirit dwelled everywhere. But on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit filled each and every one of them that was in the place. And they began to speak in tongues. And so we have proof of that here in Acts. So I'm going to read that scripture really quick. It's Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. And it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were filled all with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." The Holy Spirit dwells, that same Holy Spirit dwells within each and every one of us. We have the power to speak in tongues. We have the power to utilize that Spirit for good. And so the scripture says that it's no longer restricted to a temple or to a place, to a building. The Spirit is now dwelling everywhere. We have limitless opportunity to encounter the Holy Spirit because it's in us. And so for the first scripture, or the first verse that I'm going to reread, we're looking for purification. Purification, to be holy. Our first point is to be set apart. Be set apart. Can you say, be set apart? "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel or unbeliever?" There are two fellowships in this world, according to Jimmy Swaggart's commentary. There is the one that follows Christ, and there is the one that follows the world. Those are the two fellowships that you have. You're either going to be a part of the world, or you're going to be the one that follows Christ. There, you cannot do both. You cannot intermix. Oil and water do not mix together. We are set apart and we are different. And so when you are called to be his temple, there are some things that we just cannot do. We are to be Christians who walk in that fellowship. We have to think, act, and live in keeping that fellowship. And so the fruit that we bear is the fruit that the Lord Jesus Christ has embedded inside of us. But we can't get confused between the two. But what does that mean to be set apart? It means that God's temple, we take as God's temple, we take value in who we are. God's temple can't just go out there looking all kinds of crazy in the world. God's temple has to be set apart and different. It has to exude light and not darkness. It has to be kind and patient and not destructive. That's what God's temple, that's what being set apart is, being different. And going upon that to be sure that you know what that is. It doesn't always, it's not just about sin, y'all. And we've preached this and we've said this over and over again. It's not just about sin. It can be innocent things that take our attention and our grasp off of the Lord. I can get lost laying in my bed on Facebook for an hour, if I'm being very honest, scrolling, when I could be reading the Word, right? Making the excuse, well, I have all this Christian stuff that I'm reading. No, it's not the same thing. So there are things that are innocent that may not be harmful to the Lord, but it's harmful because it's taking us away from his from relationship with him. It's harmful because it's taking our attention off of him, and we're getting lost in things, and we're feeding our minds all these things that when we should be feeding it the Word. Because we're his temple. And so when we get into a mindset of knowing and understanding that I belong to God because he bought me at a price that can never, ever be repaid, the very least that I can do as his temple is to allow it to be used and available for him. But in order to do that, I have to rid myself of things that are not of his graces. I can't gossip and talk on the phone with my friend about somebody else because that is not what his temple does. I cannot go to the club with my friends and dance and have a good time because that is not what his temple does. I am set apart. And that may mean that you lose some people along the way. But you pray for them and ask God to bring them over to where you are. Don't talk about them. Everyone needs something. Even those of us who think that our relationship with God is perfect. Because there are some of us who think that. But we're not. We all need something. We all need a word from the Lord. Nobody has, if you've read this whole book, which I've done this with my friend, I don't know everything, I don't remember everything I read because I just read it. I didn't study the whole thing. Just read it through, you know, one of those Bible plans on YouVersion. You just read it through. Did you really recollect it? You know, did you bring it back to remembrance? Do you know everything? No, none of us ever will. But we can strive for that righteousness. And we can make sure that we are doing our part to be set apart from the rest of the world. That does not mean that we cannot be in the world, because we are in the world. We are not of the world. And when I first started preaching, my pastor at the time, he said, don't you go out drinking no virgin margarita or anything. He said, don't tarnish your witness. And I didn't understand it at first because I was 24 answering the call. And he said that to me. And then I remember I was out eating and I had water. I didn't do that. But I saw somebody from church. And I was like, man, like I'm over here being a youth minister. They could have easily, you know, and it hit me right then and there. We cannot tarnish our witness. We have to be very intentional with how we live our lives. And that means letting go of some TV and movies as well. Hollywood is not pretending anymore. They're not easing it in there. It is blatant. Yeah. Homosexuality is in Disney movies. I took my son to a movie a few years ago, and I was like, oh, Lord. And I was trying to close his ears and eyes and everything. I didn't know. And so now you have to vet every single outlet. And how it's so hard because kids are on social media now. They're open to all these different things. And then the ads that pop up when they're playing their little games, you don't know what they're getting exposed to. You can't police it every 2 seconds. It's tarnishing the temple. They're getting them early. But if our temple is tarnished, how do we help them? Because we're stuck on social media scrolling down. We have to be the light, y'all. We have to shine our light. And he has a promise for us whenever we set ourselves apart. I'm getting ahead of myself again. Let me go back to my word. I got excited. But my next point is that he will dwell in us, right? He will dwell in us. In what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living of God. As God has said, I dwell in them and walk in them. I will bear their God, and they shall be my people. So when we talk about how it came from the tabernacle to the temple, the physical building temple, and for so long, that's where his spirit dwelled until Jesus came and died on that cross. We have access. He said, I will dwell in my people. He knows us by name. He created us. He knows how many hairs you all have on your head. He knows the DNA that is wrapped inside of you to the T that no man can figure out because we belong to him. And so he said, all I want is for them to be pure and holy. That's all he's ever wanted, was for us to follow him. And now all he wants is to dwell within us so that we align to his will and what he desires for us. We are so easily able to create our own goals for our lives and what we want, what we desire. And God will shift us back to his wants and his desires and what he wants for us. But we have to put that guard down and let him do it. We have to surrender our hearts and our minds to let him do what he's going to do. And so when it comes to idols and it comes to those things that we spend most of our time with doing, is it worth it when it's time for you to come to judgment day? Is it worth it? Was it worth it to do that one thing instead of spend time with the Lord? Because he's going to ask you about it. Matter of fact, he's going to tell you. You remember when I told you to sit down with me, but you'd rather go do something else? You're my temple. I bought you at a price that you can't pay back except through your life. So we've got to yield our desires to him. Everything that we want, everything that we think we need to yield that to the Lord and let him determine if that's what we need and if that's what we want. Amen. Because he will shift it and he will make you desire what he desires. That's how it works. That's the Spirit working in you. Because you have yielded yourself. That love and desire that you have for what he wants for you, because you're his temple, because you belong to him, you will follow suit and you'll fall in love with it. And there will be no struggle. But the struggle is because of the flesh. The struggle is because of what we want. So when we yield that piece and we sacrifice our flesh in that piece of what we desire, what we want, we commit and we surrender to him, to Christ. And so I have come here today, right, to beg you as Paul was begging the Corinthian Christians to allow the Holy Spirit to dwell within you, into your heart, into your mind, and your actions will flow from that. Please, because I love you, because I want you to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. I have my own things. I have to be delivered from pride, from ego, from all these things that God is working on with me. But he said some things only come through prayer and fasting. So get in the book. Get on your face, Tierra. He can do whatever you need him to do. He can deliver you from whatever you need him to deliver you from. Your negative thoughts, whatever it is, whatever is in your heart, it starts here. He can deliver you from that because you're his temple. And he wants to. He desires to. And sometimes, although he created us and he molded us into the individuals and images that we are, he will also do open heart surgery. He will come back to his creation and he'll fix whatever needs to be fixed. And he'll lay you on that table and he'll make it to where you can't move. You can't move because he's operating. And because he knows exactly what you need. And so sometimes if you don't surrender, he will force you. He will make it where you can't move. And I would rather go voluntarily than involuntarily, right? And so be intentional with seeking what he wants for you. We're all different. We all have different gifts, different things that God has instilled inside of our hearts to do and to perform for him, to be a usable temple, if you will, for his work. So he tells us to come out. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. He says, touch not the unclean things. attach oneself not. See, when we talk about touching, we think of a touch. When it means to attach, we have a greater hold on the things of this world that do not belong to us. And he's saying to touch not, let it go, because you're my temple and I have work for you to do. Pastor this morning talked about the Antichrist, plural, and how there are people out here right now who do not believe in God. They are against everything that he is. And maybe the unbelievers can be grouped into that group as well. But what I'm saying to you is you have people around you who are those people. You can be a witness to them. You can pray with them, pray over them. You can speak to them with love and truth. I had a situation on Friday at work where this girl was talking to me. She grew up Catholic and she was asking me these questions about, well, do I get my daughter baptized in Christianity? Like, what do I do? Because we work at a Christian school. And we had this conversation and she really had no idea. And I walk alongside this person every single day and she's my friend. And so what did I have to do? I had to speak to her with love and with truth and show her in the word what God says. There shall be nothing that comes before me. No idol should come before me. And so we've got to be intentional and understand that there are people around us at all times who don't know Jesus. And so we've got to be his temple. We have to be walking around with the Holy Spirit filled in our bodies, separate from our flesh, striving for righteousness every day, be an example, being the light. That sounds like a full-time job, doesn't it? It is. But you can do it. We can do it because we're his temple. And he will give us the strength to do it. Amen. He will give you the words to say when you don't know what to say. He'll give it to you. Amen. And he will lead you and guide you, but you got to surrender. And so he gives us this promise that if we touch not, if we let go of those things, he gives us this promise that he will be our father. Some of us maybe didn't have a father or a mother. We grew up differently. God said, I will be your father, and you will be my son, and you will be my daughter. That's love. He will adopt you into his family because you are part of his temple. You are him in the flesh. He will be your father. So anything and everything that you need to learn and know, think about Paul for himself. He grew up killing Christians. But now he's written 13 books in the Bible. And he was a mouthpiece for Jesus Christ. And he wasn't even there when he died. He had an encounter, one encounter. What if you had or have already had one encounter? And he's just waiting on you. He will teach you the things. He taught Paul in 3 days. Made him blind so he couldn't see. And he just made him listen and hear his spirit. He will make you blind so you cannot see. So that you can hear him with your ears and listen. But it's your job to be obedient. Our job to be obedient. And I'm not trying to beat us up. I just want to get us ready for war. Because it's coming. And so whatever you have to do to allow his spirit to dwell in you, to let go of whatever fleshly things, thoughts, things in your heart, whatever it is, pride, lust, fornication, whatever it is that you have to release and let go and that you have to leave at the altar and leave at his feet, you've got to do it. The time is now because we are his temple. And so 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 says, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price, bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You do not belong to yourself. You belong to Christ because he died for each and every one of us. And we celebrate that cross. He was beaten and almost killed and nailed to the cross, flesh nailed. And that blood was a representation of his love for each and every one of us. And all he said was, "Let my Holy Spirit dwell in you. Let my Holy Spirit dwell in you." You will hunger for his word. You will hunger for him and his spirit if you simply surrender yourself over and allow your temple to be filled with his Holy Spirit. And to walk out and to apply that to your life each and every day, because you don't know how someone next to you is hurting and they may need that light. They may need to feel and see what the Holy Spirit is like. And so why not through you? Why not through us be the light? Let the Holy Spirit dwell. So as we get ready to close, I would love for us to stand here today as I am out of time. And I want us to bow our heads. And you talk to the Lord about you being his temple. And if there is a thought that you, negative things that you struggle with, or gossip, or scrolling on Facebook, phone attachment, the innocent things that we don't think harm us, and think about the things that do harm us physically, alcohol, drugs, fornication, all of those different things that do harm us physically. But you just don't leave out the ones that harm us internally. And surrender those things over to God. Lift up your hands. If you need to come down, you do what you need to do to give it all over to God. So Lord, we take this time to surrender our bodies to you, our flesh. And we ask that your spirit would fill us up, Lord. We ask that you would dwell within us each day and that we would be your light, that people that encounter us will feel your spirit, that it would be contagious, Lord. And we ask that we would be set apart, that we won't be of the world, but we will be in the world, Lord, and that we will be an example of what you desire for us, Lord God. And as we surrender ourselves over to you, Lord, we lift up our hands and we give our hearts over to you. We give our minds over to you. And we only want to be in alignment with your will and who you are, oh God. Have your way, Jesus. And as we are in your physical temple, Lord, we pray that the temple that we have, that we are, Lord, would go with us, God, that your spirit would dwell within us, and that you would never leave us, Jesus. We thank you for that advance, Lord. We love you so much, and we honor you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tierra, for your word, the word from the Lord this morning. Amen. So glad to see all of you here. Glad you've joined us. Hope you join us again. I just have a few announcements before we dismiss. If you haven't already given, we definitely need your support, so please do so. Also wanted to thank all of you who came out to movie night. I was here and I really enjoyed the movie. I hadn't seen it before, and I'm just thankful that we have a leadership here at our church that that respects, you know, and understands the joys of just fellowship. You know, we come in every Sunday and sometimes people run in and out, but it's nice to just fellowship with each other outside of a church service. So I really enjoyed it. So thank you to all who came out to support. And then just a reminder that this week we will start Bible class again on the book of Mark, Mark's gospel. So that begins on Wednesday. And then a reminder as well, the first Friday of every month, which is this Friday, Ignite prayer happens in the evening from 10 p.m. to midnight. I've been able to come a couple of times. And, you know, I pray at home alone, but there's just something about corporate prayer. So if you're able to come out, definitely come out and join us for that. Amen. All right, I'm just going to say a quick prayer and dismiss us. Lord, thank you so much for this beautiful day you've given us. We just ask that you go before us in this week, Lord. Keep our hearts and minds sensitive to your voice, Lord, and help us to be the temples of God that you want us to be. Help us to deny ourselves, Lord God, so that we can walk in your perfect will for our life. We ask that every dime, every penny, every dollar that comes into this ministry, Lord God, that they be blessed so that it can further your kingdom. Just be with us all and bring us back here safely again. In Jesus' name, we all pray. Amen. You are dismissed.